this, like, catastrophe expected almost. And he was obliged to speak, make it accountable. But today he said, well, no matter when I go there, people criticize and oppose to my visit, so why don't I just make it on the 15th? He said, this is nothing new, but he said, it is no good that you change your mind and stop your visit just because China and Korea are criticizing and opposing to his visit. And he was referring to the case of China's opposition to the Japan's proposal to sit at the UN Security Councils. And he said, I'm not going to refuse a summit talk because of their opposition. He said all the other countries should be acting like a matured personality.
Very strong statements from a Japanese leader at this time against China.
He's a little bit, emotional than usual today. And he said he chose to go there today, a very controversial day, the Memorial Day for the end of war. They did not use the word defeat. And he also slipped out that all these war criminals are punished already. He slipped it out. So that really shows his historical perspective.
We've already got official confirmation that both China and Korea have reacted very strongly about the visit. How do you think they will react in the next few days?
Of course, they would diplomatically keep criticizing. And it will be, the world will know. It's not only China and Korea. But I was in the Philippines last 2 weeks ago, and they are very aware. So all the rest of Asia and the rest of the world would know what's going on. And Japan cannot afford to ignore it. Gaimusho, the foreign ministry people, diplomats would be very nervous about the reactions, how far they would go, Korea and China would go.